theme of this conference is Be That Woman. Which woman? The woman that the Bible talks about. The scripture says, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 31, give her credit for what her hands have made. Let her be praised for her works in the public place.
Engela satu mwepo njiriwa satu moro mo. Mumu wenga kwebio, yako lede, atendeleze wenga mmiliango.
Amen. This is basic English, the version. Says, give her credit for what her hands have done. Amen. What have your hands done, woman?
Emikono jo jikoze echi mchala.
What have your hands done, man of God?
Emikono jo jikoze echi mwana musajja wa Katonda.
God blesses the works of our hands.
Mukama omukisa emirimu gy'emikono gyaffe.
It is the hands that he blesses.
Emikono gya omukisa.
The scripture says that give her credit.
Nti oyo muwe.
For what her hands have done.
Olengalo kye kye zikoze.
Amen?
Amen.
Let her be praised.
For
her works in the public place. This woman is known in the public place because of what her hands have done. She's not one who has folded her hands and said, I'm just a woman. She's done something and she's known in the public place. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. My sister, you read that again for us, but in my version it says, for the rest of my brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things have honor, whatever things are upright, whatever things are holy, whatever things are beautiful, whatever things are of value, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, give thought to these things. Amen.
Amen.
Ba Filipi nya munana. Ekirakomerera abooluganda, obanga waliwo ebyamazima byonna, ebisaanira, ekitiibwa byonna, ebyobutuukirivu byonna, ebirongoofu byonna, ebyagalibwa byonna, ebisiimibwa byonna, obanga waliwo obulungi.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ono mukazi aloza kubine ebintu ebirungi. She thinks of things that are valuable. Amen.
Amen.
She puts her mind to those things that are excellent. To those things that are of value. She does not mix herself in the useless things. Tomsanga murugambo.
Amen.
Don't
find them in useless things.
You do not get her in gossip. She thinks of valuable things. She thinks of things that will bring God praise. She thinks of things that will make her husband a honorable man. When you read this chapter, this woman, the virtuous woman, the Bible says that her husband is praised at the gates. Because of what this woman does.
Amina. Amen.
Be that woman. Be that woman. When people need help, let them say, let them refer to you. Let them come to you for solutions. They have problems in their marriage. Let the husband trust their wife with you. Other than saying, no, I don't want you to be a friend of that woman. Have you known those women, your husband does not want you to be their friend? Have you known those women, your mother is very careful to see you with? Please don't be that woman. Be a precious woman. That woman was a solution for her household, for her generation, for her neighborhood. She's a basket of food. She's a pack of wisdom. She has solutions. In the night, in the day. If you knock her gate, you find life. When you meet her, you give her 5 minutes, you are revived. Be that kind of woman. Be that kind of woman, woman of God.
Amina.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:19. My version says, my sister, get ready to read, but my version says that if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me if you take the precious from the vine. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but not you to them. Amen.
Amen.
God is charging Jeremiah
Mukama,
and the children of Israel to separate the precious from the vine, the useless things from the important things. Woman of God, I'm here to charge you. From today, you will arise and be that woman. Who runs away from the foolish things? Who will not be found in nonsense? Who will not be known among the gospel? A woman separates the vile from the precious.
Yes,
sister.
Jeremiah 15:19. Mukama kyava ayogera bw'ati, bw'alikomawo kale ndikuzza, olyoke oyimirire mu maaso gange, era bw'olyawula eby'omuwendo omungi okubijja mu ebyo ebitagasa, olibanga akamwa kange. Balidda gy'oli naye ggwe tolidda gye bali.
What does God say about such a person? That you'll become my mouthpiece. You'll become a mouthpiece of the Lord. You know, sometimes we want to keep appearances. We want to be like the rest. What will others say? What will they say about me? That's why you join the bandwagon. That's why you want to dress like them. You want to look like them. What the scripture says, you will not go to them, but they will come to you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the standard of the Lord. I've seen the church compromise. Because we want them to come to us, let's compromise a little bit. And be like them. And dress like them. So that they come to church. God is God. God is God. His standard has never come down. He remains righteous. When you separate the vile from the precious, they'll come to you. You not have to go to them. You don't have to lower your standards. They'll look for you. Because you'll become a mouthpiece of God.